This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, listeners. As you may have noticed, we did not release an episode last week. This was one way of standing in solidarity with Black Lives Matter to make space for many important conversations that are taking place across various platforms all over the world right now. The episode you're about to hear was recorded weeks ago, and we want to make clear that we are not going back to business as usual. As a result, in part of this resurgence of energy and urgency behind Black Lives Matter, there has been an unearthing of allegations in the porn industry of which we were previously unaware, some related to racism and some related to sexual assault. Thank you to the followers and listeners that have contacted us via email or on social media to let us know about some of these allegations. The internet is a vast universe, and your eyes and ears are so greatly appreciated.
The bad news, we can no longer endorse all of the platforms that we had formerly championed on the podcast. We always knew that a show about quote-unquote ethical porn would not age well. We are constantly learning and growing, and I'm sure we will cringe looking back at many episodes of our show.
The good news, there is so much coming to light right now that had previously been swept under the rug. We often say on the show and like to remind our listeners that we are a comedy podcast. It's true, but it's also a statement that we have sometimes hid behind. The Daily Show is late night comedy, but we all know that it's much more than that. We are not members of the adult industry, only enthusiastic fans and commentators, but we'd like to take this opportunity to rise to the occasion and deepen our promise to help you find ethical porn. We have taken for granted much of the information that many platforms provide in their messaging, and relying on producers or even the experiences of specific performers to represent ethics in production is insufficient. Though we are not the porn police and have no intention of becoming any kind of governing body, we want to work harder to find even better resources and content for our followers and listeners.
It's also important to note that we do not believe in cancel culture, and we need to better research the details of the various allegations that are coming to light. In some cases, producers and platforms need to be held accountable for abuse or mishandling of allegations. In some cases, there are specific individuals whose work we will no longer include or feature on the show, even in the crap porn that we poke fun at. And finally, we are in the process of assembling a more comprehensive canon of work that we hope to pool directly from the source, from a larger network of performers and artists in the ethical adult community.
Because porn itself is marginalized, it is nearly impossible even for artists in the industry to know what producers, directors, and performers to trust. Many performers are silenced, and many feel unable to speak out for fear of losing work or being blacklisted from the industry. Well, fortunately, we are not faced with that particular challenge, and we have the opportunity to provide meaningful support and to promote the work that those performers want you to see. It's going to take a minute. This will be an ongoing endeavor, but we wanted to let you all know that we are doing our best, which means doing more.
Sex workers and performers, if we have not already reached out to you, please feel free to reach out to us. You can email us at girlsonpornpodcast@gmail.com or slide into our DMs at girlsonpern on Insta or GOP the podcast on Twitter. We want to promote your work. We want to know which producers and performers are on your fuck no list. And we will, of course, operate with confidentiality as you see fit so that nothing fucks up your career in the process. Phew! Okay, on to the episode. Let's all laugh about nipple play.
By the way, the quote-unquote ethical porn featured in this episode is from CrashPad, a porn platform run by Shine Louise Houston, one of the very few women of color in porn leadership. What a fucking dope coincidence that is. Enjoy the episode, y'all.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love
porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. It has taken us like far too long, but we've finally gotten around to nipple play.
It's true.
It could have been week one. Like, this feels to me like such a gentle, sweet concept.
Interesting. See, this is not something I ever like search for or I ever even think about, but.
Right. I mean, I don't think about it pornographically so much, just in terms of sex acts.
Sure.
To do nipple play after fisting is like losing your virginity before kissing.
You know what? That's what we're here for. We're here to keep you on your toes.
Yes, absolutely.
It's funny that you mentioned like pornographically versus like sexually, because I feel like that's all of my statistics and findings and research for this episode were more in like the sex act rather than in porn. You know?
Yeah, I found it very hard to find porn stats about this.
Agreed.
I mean, it's a weird topic for the porn space. Like, we had a hard time finding quote-unquote ethical nipple play porn because a lot of the ethical platforms don't fixate on acts or, like, keywords or aren't so search-oriented, which makes sense. Although, like, it just feels like it should be easy to find. But it is, like, a... I think it's, like, overlooked. I'll say that, like, tons of stuff popped up on the aggregates that was just, like, an obsession with nipples. Like, just stuff of, like, nipple touching, poking, if prodding you're nipples.
If you're into torture, then go to kink.com, you know? Because there's a lot of, like, nipple torture stuff like that. Clamps, clothespins. But we chose not to go that route because we wanted to do nipple play is really
broader.
What we're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, we're going to touch on like a little bit of the clamp stuff.
Yes.
But
not necessarily down the kink hole. But if that's what you're looking for, there is a lot of it out there on kink.com and it is an ethical platform. So go there.
It's true.
I, for one, just didn't want to go there because I have fake breasts and watching people get bound in shibari with their breasts to like turn like bright red scares me. So,
yeah, I have a question about that.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you brought up your breasts so that I didn't have
to. Here we go. I knew we were going to talk about it. I have a lot of things to say.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, let me just ask my first question. Yes. I don't know what even you have to say, but this occurred to me partially because of one of the videos that we watched that we will talk about later.
Yes.
But it is a, like, nipple teasing interrogation torture scene.
Question mark.
Where the woman whose nipples are being played with clearly has fake breasts.
Yes, very clearly.
Do you feel like the sensitivity of your nipples was impacted at all?
100%.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Yes. And that is extremely common for people who have had breast augmentation and breast reduction because a lot of the times they go through the nipple.
Okay. That makes sense. Now maybe we're getting too graphic, but is it common, like if you say going through the nipple, like there's either an injection or almost a surgery, like they take the nipple off and insert an implant and then put it back on. And that's why you often don't see scars.
Right. But or that at least is they're like, not how mine were done. Interestingly enough, they went through my armpit. Another common one for a boob job. They went through my armpit, but I still have about like a 2-inch band of like from like the back of my shoulder, like around to like where my nipple is, of like a loss of sensation on the outside of my boobs.
A 2-inch band. So like, I'm doing fingers, which is unhelpful to our listeners.
I know. I realized that too after I like showed you the image.
It's as if like a 2-inch wide piece of tape went from your nipples to your armpit.
To my armpit, to my back. Yeah. It's like.
To your back. And that region has no sensitivity.
No sensitivity, no feeling whatsoever.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I have to say, as a massive fan of nipple stuff, that alone is a reason to never get a boob job, at least for me personally.
Yeah.
I love to have my nipples played with. I love to have my nipples sucked. It's just...
Yeah, I like the visual of it. And, like, I can certainly feel some stuff, but it's not, like, it's not as sensitive as I imagine. Like, it's literally, like, if you were to look at a pie graph, I have about, you know, I would say, like, 65% of the pie can feel, you know?
Okay. You've done a pie chart of your nipple sensation, and it's 60% of your pie.
60% of the pie. I'd say 60.
Is the pie your tit? No, the pie is my nipple.
The pie is my nipple.
Including areola.
Including areola, exactly. And 60% of it on the inside.
Now, is this a geographical pie chart, or is it like a sensation scale?
This is like a geographical. I mean,
so literally, like, I could lick one side of your nipple, and you'd be like, ooh, and I could lick the opposite side of your nipple, and you'd be like,
and I'd be like, I don't know. Yes, absolutely. But that does make it exciting because, like, I like having my nipples pinched pretty hard, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, I actually found research that kind of, like, supported that in general. Meaning, so my approach to the research here was erogenous zones.
Right.
Like, let's talk about nipples as an erogenous zone. And it was kind of a hilarious hunt because so much of what I found was like, men, hold on to your butts. Like, women like their nipples sucked. And I was like, this is not news. Like, it just was so.
Was this from like Men's Health or something? Because I think I also saw that article.
Oh, that's not a real title.
No, that's literally a title from like what I found online where it was like, guess what, guys? Like, girls like their nipples touched.
I found a few articles. I found a Time article that was like barely an article. It was like two paragraphs. And the title of it was "The Most Erogenous Parts of the Female Body."
Interesting.
Ranked by science.
Oh.
Which I'm like, wait, science isn't like a cognizant being.
Yeah.
Like ranked by science.
It's like just like in terms everything of nerve endings, maybe?
Huh. Yes. I mean, like it was basically a reduction of other research that someone had done. It just was a bad article and like started off badly. I was like, ranked by science.
Yeah,
like,
how?
That grammatically doesn't make sense the way you think it does. And then I also found a How to Have a Nipple Orgasm article.
Oh, I saw that too. Yeah. Fascinated by that idea. So, well, we should clarify. Nipple play in general is just like the stimulation of the nipples that, you know, either during foreplay or during like a sexual activity. And it can cause a nipplegasm, which is a nipple orgasm. It can include like licking, sucking, nibbling, biting, breath, blowing, ice and temperature play, vibrators, clamps, oils, lotions, wax, all the fun things that you could think about. What I found some interesting science stuff that there's like 800 nerve endings in the nipple. Did you know that?
I didn't know the number of nerve endings.
Oh, well, now
I didn't find that. That's very, very interesting. I found also this article. So like 2011 was like a big year for nipples because the Journal of Sex Research, Journal of Sex Medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Now I haven't written it down. You know the one.
Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. They did this research about like erogenous zones. And that's, I think, where a lot of these stupid articles stem that were like, wait a minute.
Mean?
At all these erogenous zones. And they were like, nipples. And I was like, really? That's like blowing your mind.
Yeah.
This Live Science article I found that was basically about that research says nipple stimulation showed up in the area of the brain that receives chest sensations, but it also popped up alongside the genital sensations in the medial paracentral lobule. The researchers found there could be two reasons for this, Komisaruk said. One is indirect, stimulating the nipples, as in breastfeeding releases the hormone oxytocin.
Right.
And then they went like a step too far because
They're
like, this hormone, which is also released during labor, triggers uterus contractions. So it's possible that nipple stimulation triggers uterine contractions, but then produces sensation in the general area of the brain. I was like, no, it's just the oxytocin. Like, it's just the stimulation.
Yeah. Well, and also just that it shoots off sparks in like the same like cortex in your head that like genital stimulation does.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes sense to me. And there was another article that was like, could it be like breastfeeding related sort of? And I was like, I think anywhere that my body is programmed to be stimulated, it makes sense.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, it does sort of make sense to me that like, yeah, like my body is like evolutionarily designed to enjoy having my nipples sucked because it tells my body, like, feed this baby, like, on a very basic level.
Yeah. But men can also.
But that just means, like, nerve endings.
Yeah.
And yes, men can also be.
Any gender. all genders, mm-hmm. all sexual mm-hmm. orientations. If you have nipples, honey,
yeah,
suck them.
Play with them. The other thing that research mentioned is that there are erogenous zones that are more sensitive to light touch, like neck and like mm-hmm. Inside of the wrist, inner thigh, like areas that are more
tissue.
Sensitive
yeah.
to like a gentle touch,
yeah.
whereas areolas respond more to high pressure.
Ah.
Which kind of made sense to me, too, because I am like a weird high pain threshold person. Like, I need a lot of sensation. So
yeah,
I think that's why I like my nipples being like sucked or pitched or even like bitten.
Yes.
Because I'm like, give me that full stimulation.
Yeah. Well, the pain pleasure thing, you know, we talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Me likey.
Me likey.
Do you think that you could ever have a nipplegasm?
I am so mad that I haven't. Like, I
know.
It's a little bit like, does it exist? Like, really? Like,
apparently,
I'd like
it does.
To think that I could, but I feel like I would have by now because I have really given those things some fucking attention.
Yeah.
What I haven't done is like elaborate clamp stuff. Mm. So maybe.
Yeah.
That's the new frontier and could be like a nipple orgasm thing.
Yeah, it was interesting to read that article. It was like on Cosmopolitan about like nipple orgasms, and they talked to a bunch of women who have had them. And it was kind of like varying answers. Like someone was like, it doesn't take long at all. And someone else was like, it took me like a half hour. So it's just like, okay, we're just getting all sides.
That's
here.
Just like regular
yeah.
orgasms.
Yeah.
Where you're like, wait, you can come in under 5 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like
how?
Some people were like, it's you know? More intense than a genital orgasm. And then someone else was like, no, it's not. But everyone said basically like, you know, try to like edge and mm-hmm. tease and build up and like think of it like as like mini clitorises.
Yeah.
On
the
your body.
Healthline article had the what does the nipple orgasm feel like section.
Oh.
And it was interesting. There's like it's something what many women have described as a nipple orgasm is something that sneaks up on you and then explodes out of nowhere.
Oh.
It's like that's interesting because that actually doesn't sound like a female orgasm to me.
Yeah.
It sounds a little bit different. Like the explosion as opposed to the like building, like the refractory period. And
yeah.
then the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it just sounds slightly different. But I'm also wary of this research.
Yeah.
Like if it's such a rare thing, then I feel like
yeah, I'm curious.
Individual experiences must be very different. But
listeners.
Yeah. Tell us about your nipple orgasms.
If you've had one. Yeah. Please let us know. Because we're fascinated by it. I really am fascinated by nipples in general after doing the research for this. Wikipedia also said that like smaller breasts are more like, where is it? Let me find it. Oh, Wikipedia said.
Like more sensitive?
Yeah. Smaller female breasts, however, are more sensitive than larger ones. And I was like, according to whom? Like who wrote that?
Yeah. It's interesting. I mean, maybe there's a generalization around like, if you're just if it's like if there's less there if there's less like fat or
maybe.
Like other things that are in larger boobs like would that affect the nerve endings but it doesn't totally
no I just feel like
track to me
yeah yeah
I don't know
also,
I'm not a scientist but I am dubious
mm-hmm. I'm also like a man
dubious?
Wrote that
suspicious
I just immediately was like a man wrote that and I don't believe it
like decided yeah. that there's a rule about
exactly.
it
exactly
yeah because how do you scale that
yeah
you know
that's true exactly. And like what? He just like he asked like two women. That's what I imagined happened for him to come
yeah.
to that conclusion.
It was like a sample of five.
Yeah.
And he was like,
he was
no,
like
smaller tits were more
little titties feels better. I don't know. Now I'm just being a dick. So a common misconception, an erect nipple doesn't necessarily mean that the person is sexually aroused. Nipples can become erect for like varying reasons, most often because they're cold.
I was going to say, don't we all know that a cold titty is like the most common reason that we perk up?
I know. Well, I think there is a misconception that people think that when a female or, you know, someone who has boobs has cold or like hard nipples that they're excited and like raring to go. But like not always the case. Oftentimes mm-hmm. people who are sexually aroused don't have erect nipples. And sometimes you can have an inverted nipple and it won't get erect at all.
There you go.
Did you know about that?
I forgot. I knew, but I forgot.
Inverted nipples, anywhere from 10 to 20% of all women have them.
That's a higher stat than I thought.
Yeah, it's like the milk duct is shorter than usual, and that prevent the nipple from projecting. So
interesting.
I had a friend who had one inverted nipple, and so she got it pierced.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Good thinking.
I know. I liked that.
If you're going to stand out, you know?
Like she was like, yeah, why not? Also, extra nipples are a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting to know. It's more common in men to have extra nipples. 1 in 18 males and about 1 in 50 have extra nipples.
Wait. You said 1 in 18 and then you said 1 in 50.
1 in 18 men.
Uh-huh.
And one in 50
people.
1 in 50 female.
Oh, 50. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
So more common in men. Some people have as many as 6. They can be run down the abdomen along the milk line, but they've also been found in other locations, like on a person's foot. And that's from a kinkly.com article called 6 Little Known Nipple Facts.
I want to have dinner with the scientists that figured out how to define a foot nipple. Like, what makes a nipple as opposed to... I'm sure it just has to do with, like... the behavior of the skin and like the kinds of
this mosquito bite sure hasn't gone away.
Yeah, exactly. This whole episode just keeps reminding me of fucking Friends, because in more than one of the articles I read, they were like, remember when Monica was like, everyone knows women have 7 erogenous zones. There might be even more than that. And just revisit the episode where she like did a diagram for Chandler.
I never really got into Friends.
I watched a lot of it.
Don't at me.
I'm not proud. I'm not ashamed. Yeah. You know, it just was part of my cultural experience. But Chandler also has like a third nipple, like a weird nipple.
Oh, okay. That's progressive.
But I think he has to like get
Love
removed
that.
Or something.
Oh, he gets it removed.
I think so. Oh. Or like they can't. Mm. I forget.
Oh.
I wasn't that much of a fan.
Yeah, I guess not. Jeez. I have a couple of stats.
I want a stat.
Okay, so overall daily breast-related searches number in the millions for Pornhub.
Great.
Making up around 1.5% of all searches on Pornhub every day.
Oh.
So 1.5%
boob
of all searches.
Boob searches at 1.5% is lower than I would think, but I think that's also because, like, boobs are a given in most straight porn. And lesbian porn.
Yeah. It's just, again, someone just searching nipples. But, you know, maybe that's your thing. This is funny. When compared to breast size, small breast-related searches are often combined with the term puffy nipples.
Small breasts, puffy nipple. What is a puffy?
I don't know.
Nipple.
Like, just like a large nipple? Like a protruding nipple?
Yeah, my thought is, I'm like, is it to do with the nipple itself being sort of perky and pronounced?
Yeah.
You know, like some nipples are more like shallow.
Yeah, they eject more. Eject? Project. Project.
Protrude.
Protrude. Sure, that's the word I'm
looking for. That's the word you want.
They eject. They come off.
It's like, they eject what? Actually, I have something in the showdown for that.
Great.
Should I get it started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me find that one specifically.
Okay, cool.
Cocks fit inside nipple Japanza. So clearly was meant to be
something,
identifying Japanese with a massive typo.
Okay.
It's spelled Japanza. But yeah, so these are, I've actually stumbled across this before and been concerned because I don't know what is happening
inside
with this person's nipple. But her nipple is quite large and then also has a hole inside the center of it.
What?
And then she like puts fingers and then dicks in there.
Oh my gosh.
And just physiologically, I'm like, well, that's not like breastfeeding doesn't come out of one hole. It's not like you have like a urethra or an orifice or like a vagina there. You have like multiple ducts.
Yeah.
So
I'm confused.
I don't know what's up with these boobies.
I'm concerned.
I'm worried for them, but she put sticks in them, and I wish she would eject them. Yeah. See? We're coming back full circle.
You know, that is just seeing that you have a unique gift and just making the most of it, I think.
I guess.
That's when God gives you lemons, You make...
God gives you holy nipples.
You make
holes
lemonade.
In your nipples. Did God give? I mean,
who knows? We don't know. Yeah,
but I hope it's not unhealthy. Is all I'm saying.
I know.
Hope no nipples were harmed in the making of that porn. Okay, next we have just a light touch. We've got some nipple play in the afternoon.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Actually,
what a great time for it. You know, have your tea and your cucumber sandwiches and some light nipple play,
and like the sun shining through the window. Lovely.
Yes. Playful titties with erected nipples.
Erected.
They were erected in 1929 to commemorate the...
an erected official.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, I just... That one, I was like, I know what they meant, but I'm going to put it on it anyway because it sounds like a building.
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny. I like that.
Nipple and clit clamp play leads to squirt.
Wow. Okay.
Does it?
I don't know.
Does it?
I think, if you're clamping a clit, I don't know.
I guess, yeah, if you're clamping a clit.
Yeah. But I can't imagine.
Saying, like, which part of the clit. I'm just like, this just feels like disconnected things that you're trying to make me think I'm going to squirt from having my nipples sucked.
Know.
And unless I'm actually lactating, which is a different kind of squirting.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming this they mean like female ejaculation squirt.
Yes. Yeah. This was from a performer whose handle was like squirt-tastic or something. Like squirting is the thing.
She's peeing.
So I think this is just someone like, probably. This is just someone being like, let's throw in some nipple and clit clamp stuff. But don't worry, there's still squirting.
Yeah.
Like, if that's, you know what I mean? Like,
you came for the squirting, we know.
Yeah, but let's mix it up.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe it's that. This one, the title isn't that funny. I just included it.
Okay.
Muscle Bear Nipple Play 4.
Oh.
I just got mad because it's just heterosex.
Oh.
And I was like, you can't.
You can't take that
term. You
know
term, that, like,
Muscle Bear?
Yeah, bear is a tribe. Like.
Yeah. That's not yours.
It's just a bear.
Please return it where you found it.
A woman. Yeah. Please return this where you found it.
You can't take that.
Yeah.
That tickled you.
I don't know. It's an early Monday morning.
You liked that joke.
I love that we're now recording on Monday mornings. It's just a whole different
I know.
Vibe.
What a way to start the week.
Yeah. Watching porn at 7 a.m. in my case.
I'm setting you up for some success, babe. I mean,
yeah,
you're gonna have a great day.
That's true. It's true. Nice and loose. All right. Next, we have the best big boob play compilation, tit groping and close up nipple play 4K.
Wow, the best.
I'm gonna say, I don't want 4K nipple. Like, nipples are weird. As an owner of nipples,
you don't want to see them close up.
Mm-mm.
Oh, interesting.
It's like they're just full of surprises and like anatomical features that I feel like most people don't think about or notice.
Sometimes hair, you know?
Sometimes hair, sometimes just like, I don't even know how to describe, but just like the texture.
Yeah.
Like the surface of a nipple is very bizarre.
It is very bizarre. I remember actually when I was younger, I really thought that I had like pimples on my nipple.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, why do I have a zit here? And I like tried to like pop it. And I was like, oh no, that's just like what my nipple looks like.
I'm just hurting myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, as we girls, certainly both of, I mean, I too was like, what? Like, my nipples are crazy. Like, what is this shit? But that's just nipples. But because we see them in this, I don't know, maybe I'm contradicting myself. They're like, 4K is good. Like, set real human expectations. But to me, it's like, zooming in on my pores.
Right.
You know, like.
Right.
Like, the general idea is good enough. Mm-hmm. We don't need to, like.
That's true.
Look at the grime in there.
The grime? Wash your damn nipples.
I wash my nipples. There's not actually grime. I'm giving a pore example, not a nipple example.
Oh, sure. I get
it. But sometimes there is, like, you know, like, just a texture, like, material there that you're like, what is this?
Sometimes they get a little chafed every once in a while.
Uh-huh. A little chafing, you know? A little skin flaky. Suck on that.
If they've been sucked or, like, caressed too hard, pinched too hard, you know, you can get a little chafing.
Mm-hmm.
It's been known to happen. Runners, a lot of times, will have to tape their nipples when they're marathoning.
Little Band-Aids under their jerseys. We did that on cross country.
Did you?
I didn't really have to because I wear a sports bra, but some of the guys would have to wear like Band-Aids so that the chafing from their shirts.
Do you just let your boobs fly around, flop around as you like ran cross country with Band-Aids over your nipples? Jesus.
I was a confused kid. What could I say?
I mean, you are from Colorado. I don't know what you're doing over there.
We're roughing it. We're running 6 miles up Bergen Peak. Yeah. No bras
allowed.
We
don't believe in bras.
Next we have juicy belly and nice nipples. I just like that one.
I like a juicy belly.
I love a juicy belly.
I like to think that
nice
my, yeah, my belly sometimes is juicy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just makes it sound tasty.
It does.
Makes it sound like a delicious afternoon snack.
Right.
Returning to our afternoon nipple play.
Like if I'm had the option between a chunky belly and a juicy belly, like I'm gonna call it a juicy belly.
Yeah. Delicious.
Yeah. I'm actually gonna, that's how I'm gonna live my life from now on. I'm going to refer to my belly as juicy.
Take that. Mm-hmm. We'll allow it.
Yeah.
It's not a gay tribe, so you're not appropriating.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Ghost nipples, big titty drop seduction compilation.
Ghost nipples?
Yes. Now, I was disappointed. I thought there'd be more ghosts.
What? Were there any?
No.
Okay.
I think ghost nipples is either a term that we don't know of until now, or it's specifically the way that this person described, basically like nipples that are as close to someone's
skin color,
skin tone otherwise.
Oh, I see.
That like the nipples are almost non-existent.
In my head,
not non-existent,
yeah.
But like it's a compilation of like big titties dropping out.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you barely have nipples. You have peach colored
nipples. That makes sense because in my head, I'm imagining a very pale person.
Yeah, a pale person with pale nipples.
Who may or may not be a ghost. No?
She's a ghost.
Okay.
At the end.
And the twist is... she's been dead for years.
It'd be a hell of a lot cooler if you did. Ghost nipple person. All right, last one. Okay. Massaging my nipples while my roommate sleeps.
Oh, this was my video. Sorry, Laura.
Yeah, this one just made me sad. I was like, sorry, that's hard for you? Like, that shit don't make noise?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like trying to run a fucking lawnmower of a wand?
Yeah, right? Like using my Hitachi wand while my roommate sleeps. Also known as my memoir.
Yeah. Also known as all of our time spent together in Brooklyn. We pretend we can't hear each other having sex.
But it's just out of respect.
Yeah.
Out of respect for everyone.
It's just a mutual understanding, you know?
You
it's
know.
Just part of it.
I raise my glass to you. Yes.
Oh, thank you. Let's take a quick little break.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Talk more about nipples.
And other sex acts.
Yeah, very true.
I mean, in this case.
Yeah, in this specific video we're going to talk about first. Okay, so this one is from Crash Pet Series, from Shine Louise Houston.
Throwback to 2012.
Uh-huh. Episode 140 with Coral Aorta and Siren Wolf.
Can I make a dumb confession?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What?
I know all too well what an aorta is. A friend of mine had an aortic, like, aneurysm.
Yes. Less.
Like, aorta is a very familiar word to me.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought areola. And so I think just because we were, like, thinking about nipples, I was like,
you just said nipples on the brain.
Can't wait for these aortas. Like, I thought there were going to be some, like, really eventful aortas from Coral.
You wrote that down, didn't you?
This bit?
You know, you wrote down the note. Can't wait for the aortas. I know you did.
I didn't, but it was in my mind and in my heart, which is actually closer to what an aorta has to do with. But I just, like, halfway through the video, I was like, we still haven't seen these aortas. They frankly look kind of small behind a bra.
We still haven't seen these aortas. And I hope we never do. Jesus.
So that's all to say, yeah, you're not supposed to see.
God.
Yeah, but that's all to say, that's what happens when I watch porn at 7 in the morning. So I'm like, ooh, aortas, let's go.
You freak. Ooh, I can't wait to lick your aortas.
Should we read this little description?
Yes.
I liked it.
Yeah, I did too.
After hooking up at the club, Coral Aorta knows Subby Switch Siren Wolf loves to please. Siren is soon blindfolded, flogged, and fucked till those nipple clamps swing. After all that sweet attention, Coral can expect delicious reciprocation. I really struggle with that. It's true what they say. Every dom has their day.
Mm.
That was really well written.
I know.
I really loved it.
I loved it too.
From the Keymaster, right. Which is a component of
Crash Pad.
It's just the person watching on the beginning and end, which they eventually got rid of.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of unnecessary. Yeah. This is a throwback to 2012,
yeah.
I suppose we should add.
Right.
Which is funny because that's the year after that, like, nipple research.
Yeah. They were on the trend. They knew.
I think it's potentially a coincidence because I think these lesbians were doing some nipple stuff well before the men of
Journal of Sexual
Daily
Medicine.
Daily Mail UK.
Right, whatever that article
Journal of Sexual Medicine also. But yeah, well before they were like, wait, crazy concept, nipples.
Yeah.
I also just loved the term subby switch.
Me too. I also just like the every dom has their day.
Yeah.
Like,
every dom has their day is a delicious little line there. That's great.
This was a good vid. It was long, I gotta say.
Very long.
But
very
Crash
long.
Pad does is they don't really do a lot of editing. It feels like they keep a lot of stuff in. Like there are a lot of like giggles and like things like, you know, like mishaps, things like that they keep in, which I like. So it feels amateur-ish.
Yeah, well, it feels authentic.
Yeah.
Like this is basically a 40-minute video and basically a 40-minute
hookup
session of sexual activity.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, that's about right. Like who am I impressing with like 4 hours of, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes, right. But there's like ebbs and flows, you know? Like if we're actually talking about sex acts
right.
longer than 40 minutes
yeah.
in one go is impressive.
I liked the beginning of this, like they come back or whatever and they're like, oh, my feet hurt. Like, so glad I met you at this club. But it was interesting to see the dynamics start, you know, of like someone asserting dominance and someone, you know, taking on the submissive position. Because they didn't start with that, you know, they just were like, oh, that was so fun. Like, let's lay down. Like, I'm so sweaty. Let's take do you like your toes getting sucked? And then it was like, you know, I keep wanting to call her Carol. Coral.
Carol Aorta. Yeah.
Coral.
Carol Areola.
You know, starts.
Coral Aorta. Yeah.
Starts asserting some dominance and is like, you're looking for something rough. And just kind of like pushes her back and unzips her dress and, you know, asks.
Yeah, she's. It's an interesting way that she also kind of corners her into the role of slut, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, this is interesting, where she was like, you're not wearing panties.
Yeah.
You have a dress that zips off.
Mm-hmm.
There were, like, a couple more things that she, that, like, for lack of a better way of saying it, she's teasing her about, like, having experience in this realm and wanting it.
Yeah.
I don't want to say the words, like, asking for
right,
it.
Right, right.
But yeah. She's like,
you
sort
came
of teasing,
out
like, are you a
this?
Little bit of a slut yeah. and you like it? And then she starts referring to her as slut.
Well, she asks, which is great.
Yes.
She's like, can I call
exactly.
you my good little slut? And Siren is
yeah.
like, yes, which I love.
Exactly. It's a good demonstration of like how you can get that consent, but
yeah.
still have it be playful yeah. and like aggressive,
uh-huh.
you know, without being violating.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of communication. Like Coral says, like what she wants to do. Like she wants to like eat her, you know, like eat her pussy. She wants to, you know, be rough with her. She wants to spank her.
Mm-hmm.
And like Siren's like, yeah, that sounds great to me. But it's all like mid action, like mid, like you can tell like nothing stopped to be like, okay, so what are we gonna do? You know?
Yeah, they don't stop to get out a whiteboard
yeah.
and be like, here's a list of action items.
Yeah, which I think is like what a lot of people assume, you know, which can be, you know, how you want to navigate your boundaries or whatever, but it can also be very clearly stated, like, you know, in a sexual
yeah.
and playful way that keeps
mm-hmm.
the, you know, intimacy and keeps the arousal going.
Keeps the momentum going.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're sort of getting into that and then Coral starts sort of domming
mm-hmm.
and
she pulls out a blindfold. We get a great flogging spanking sesh.
And then the nipple play.
Uh-huh.
She brings out nipple clamps and puts them on Siren Wolf.
Yes.
And they stay there for like basically
for the whole
act of like Siren receiving pleasure.
Yeah.
And they do strap-on stuff
mm-hmm.
and
they pull out a Hitachi.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled the clamps and put them like in Siren's mouth like a horse bit. So like she
yeah.
could also like pull on them herself like while
yeah.
she was using the Hitachi. And I was like, okay, wow, this is like... Yeah, like we got a dildo, we got a Hitachi, we got nipple clamps. Like I'm into this.
We've got all of the accessories.
I know.
Yeah, I liked watching a whole sex act with the nipple clamps on.
Yeah,
like I was kind of waiting for a culminating moment for them to come off,
uh-huh.
which it was less about. Because I, you know, taking them off can be really pleasurable too, and like the release of sensation.
Right.
But it was interesting that they just kind of were incorporated throughout. And like you said, like in her mouth, sometimes she'd like lightly tug on them.
Uh-huh.
There were a couple times where I was like, whoa, 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 is anybody watching that train?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, but like in a good way and nothing, you know, nothing crazy happened
uh-huh.
in terms of then getting like accidentally tugged.
Yeah.
You know,
there was she has a clit piercing too. Siren
mm-hmm.
does, which I thought was cool to like, you know, see Coral kind of slap and play with. At
mm-hmm.
one point, she's like, oh, you like a little bit of pain with your pleasure? And I was like,
yeah.
I see you.
Yes, please.
I
really loved, we'll get to Coral's in a moment,
uh-huh.
but both orgasms from both performers.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Siren's in particular, like, she had this interesting, like,
facial
mouth.
Yes!
Yeah, like, what her face was doing, she was, like, opening her mouth and, like, it was all, like, I'm trying to deliberately equate it to something funny, like, she's trying to cool off a bite of pizza
yeah.
she took too soon or something, like,
but she's, like
strange
gurning.
Mouth gestures.
Yeah,
but,
she's just,
yeah.
like, moving around her face, like, chewing it out. Like, I was like, that's a real orgasm.
Yeah.
You
exactly.
know?
I was like, but that's real, like, our face wants to do crazy shit
yeah.
when we're coming,
yeah.
and the fact that we just get to, like, be a part of this and it's not meant to look pretty
right.
or performative or perfect. Like I was like, yeah, this she's coming.
Yeah, for sure. And then when Coral takes off the nipple clamps after she comes, she screams.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I can only imagine. Those have been on for so long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we get a nice switch and
mm-hmm.
and then Siren reciprocates.
Coral had been wearing a strap on and fucking or being ridden by Siren while she had it on, and then they switch, and then Siren gets a handheld
dildo.
Dildo.
Yeah.
and works that. And then we also use the wand.
Again.
We do. I'm there.
Yeah, we all do together. It's a group effort.
I'm sorry, it's a, I'm rooting
for it's a group effort for a woman to orgasm sometimes, you know?
Years later, yeah. Here I am helping. Yeah. But yes, it's a dildo inside, and then it's also the vibrator right.
And then,
on her clit. And she also has like an incredibly believable, yeah. like very real orgasm.
She comes super hard. She gets like mascara streaming down her face.
I was just going to say, like, the detail of like, she's like sweaty and somehow like smears her eye or something. Mm-hmm. So there's like mascara under one of her eyes.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, dude, this shit gets ugly right. and it gets messy. And, yeah, very believable orgasm.
Yeah.
Different faces, different strokes for different folks, but also very believable and sustained. Oh, yeah, and lube.
Love
yeah.
to see the lube. Love to see the gloves, the condoms, mm-hmm. condoms over the dildos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great. It was a good vid.
Yeah.
I loved it. I would have liked to see more of a journey with the nipples, I will say.
Yeah, it's just goes back to the point that like nipple play inside of other porn can be hard
yeah.
to find.
Yeah.
And I think it's just like not that many people are interested in
watching just
watching
that
it
act.
For that long.
Yeah.
Which is fair. Like I love it in real life. I don't know how long I would watch it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
'Cause it weirdly feels like more stagnant on the screen than
I'm having a fun
in real life.
I'm having what? A funny thought. What if you were What if, like, in order to have a nipplegasm, or, like, if you're going to masturbate to have a nipplegasm, you only watch nipple play porn?
If I made it, like, my quest yeah. to have a nipplegasm, yeah. but I'm just constantly watching, yeah. like, nipple tease
yeah.
porn.
Like, that's just what one does in order to, like, get yeah. off with a nipplegasm is you have to watch just, like, you're not watching
it
any other
like
porn.
It feels like a sketch. Yeah. Like, you can't get off unless you're specifically watching yeah. nipple porn. It's
yeah.
very... Very specific. Yeah. Crazier things have happened. I wouldn't put it past me.
That's just the image that I have in my head of like someone rubbing their nipples and like watching another person rub their nipples on Pornhub.
Yeah.
And that's how mm-hmm. they have the orgasm.
Yeah.
And that is only how it works. Okay, guys.
It's like seeing someone yawn. Yeah. Like you just can't help. It's contagious. Nipple orgasms. What if nipple orgasms were contagious, but no other kind of orgasm was? What a gift!
Wow. In that case, I got to go track down those women on the Cosmopolitan article.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There you go.
I say as I right. touch my own nipple really quickly, just to make sure they're still
just
there.
Just a little check in,
just to make sure they're still there. I don't know. Oh my goodness. All right, moving on. Lesbian
to agent.
Oh.
No, yeah, okay. You go and then I'll read the other title.
Moving on to lesbian nipple interrogation.
Yes, which inside of the video is title carded Agent Chi Chi learns a new form of torture part 1. So, you know, different
wow.
titles,
part 1.
Different strokes mm-hmm. for different folks. And yes, yeah. they'd let us know at the end, yeah. like, more nipple stuff. And I'm like, I don't know if I'm going
yeah,
back.
Thanks. This is Chi Chi Medina, who I couldn't find out who the other performer was, but that's the only name that I could find.
I couldn't either. Yeah. Feels like we're in a garage.
I know. It's the first
like
thing
we're
I
in
said.
Garage.
That is absolutely someone's unfinished garage. Well, I guess all garages are unfinished, but, you know.
Yeah, it has an extra unfinished vibe, though. Yeah. There's, like...
drywall drawing in the background.
Patched up... Yeah, exactly. Like, patched up wall in the background and, like storage shelves.
Yeah, I was like, there's the circuit breakers. Okay.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get over the name Agent Chi Chi.
Yeah.
That still slayed me. Hours later.
I couldn't get over the fact that this video felt like it was sponsored by the word torture.
Yes!
Do you know what
How
I mean?
How many times did they say it?
How many times did they say torture and interrogation? Like she opens with the line, I've discovered vital information that the techniques and interrogation process has become a little more complex.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not a sentence.
Yeah.
That's not a sentence that makes sense.
No.
I feel like she said it like she rattled off like super
proud of her.
And
intellect.
This and interrogation process has become a little more complex. But that was the whole thing is it just felt like a bad improv where they're like, okay.
Torture.
Can I ask for a scenario?
Yeah.
It's interrogation and torture.
Yeah.
And she's like, this new torture isn't going to torture me. And she's like, I think it will torture you because this new torture is really torturous.
But this is a different kind of torture. It's a more sensual torture. Yeah.
Well, bring it on. And then it's important to note that they're both standing there with their arms crossed, kind of posturing at each other for a good 3 minutes. Like just being like, I don't think you can. There. And she's like, I think I can. And she's like, well, I bet you can't. Well, go ahead and try.
But the torture is a different torture. Do you torture? Yeah. I torture for torture. Interrogation techniques.
Oh my gosh. Also, Chi Chi is absolutely wearing like a Halloween costume that you get from like the Halloween Spirit or whatever.
Yeah. Fits her well.
It does.
Her tits like are positioned in a way that I was like, you taped this whole thing to your whole ass body. Yes. There's got to be a ton of booby tape involved.
So then she sits down on like a folding chair with her arms behind her back, and the other performer unzips her boobs. And Chi-Chi's like, wait, what? And she's like, well, I said they would use your best assets. And
against you. Yeah, and, which she actually didn't say quite prior. Yeah, she said like, something about your best assets, but not to that extent.
And then I was immediately like, okay, yep, these are fake boobs. And we just got a lot of like licking and some squeezing of the nipples.
Very gentle. Yeah. I was like, she's being extremely gentle for someone who's supposed to be torturing.
Like, this doesn't seem like torture at all.
Like lots of just very delicate pinching.
It was just like some sliding of the hand over the nipples. Lots
and
of
then just like very light licking. But I was like, suck on those things for a minute. See what that do.
That's why I said I was like, I just want her to pinch them more. You know, like we need some more variety. And then
clamps, anything. If it's supposed to be nipple torture, like really, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, and then Chi-Chi's like, you're going to make me come. And then I felt like the other performer looked at the camera like, wait, really?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh. Like,
is that what we're going for?
Yeah. She's like, whoa. Okay, that was easy.
Bit of a stretch?
Yeah. Also, throughout this entire video, you can just hear the overweight man who's holding the camera like breathe. Mouth breathe. And I was like, immediately, take it out.
Yeah.
Like Tony Soprano style mouth breathing.
Good.
Did you notice that or no?
I actually didn't.
Oh, really?
I didn't notice the mouth breathing. I somehow missed it.
Yeah, he was just like... It's like, okay, guy.
He, like us, though, is like, this. I'm tired. It's been a long day.
He's exhausted.
I gotta do this shit. Like, just trying to get home. And I gotta hold a camera while these women barely torture each other and just say torture a bunch.
That's the torture.
Or it's obviously like the only person in this video who profited off it. It's like the guy who's like, I got a garage and I got a camcorder.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Chi-Chi's like, this nipple torture feels so good. And I was like, yeah, that's good. Good job remembering the plot.
Yeah, they kept reminding us, like, this new type of torture is so much more effective.
Yeah.
I think she said, like, 10 minutes into the torture. And I was like, did we say we have to talk about the torture, like, while it's happening? Like, that horrible porn trope of being like, let's remind them the plot.
Yes.
Because that's what they're here for.
I know. It could have just been nipple stuff.
I noticed a really fun detail about this, which was that this video only has one comment.
Oh.
And it's, this is hot, the orgasm, just by teasing nipples. I was like, good.
That person still believes in Santa.
Who's going to tell him?
Yeah. That's why I was like, there's no way that this is a real nipple orgasm because she very clearly has very fake boobs.
Yes. That's why I was like, I got to ask Rachel about this because I just feel like everything about this is fake. Also, most important failure of this film, if you're going to remind us the fucking plot every 3 seconds... How are you just going to walk off?
Oh, yeah.
Like, did she successfully interrogate? Did she get the, like, what was the information she was trying to get?
She goes, I didn't give any information. She's like, well, this is just the first round. We're just getting started. And then she just kind of walks off.
Like, she slunk off like an ensemble member of Cats.
Yes.
Like, she moved with such purpose. And I was like,
The door's behind you. Like, where are you going?
Where are you going? What did you accomplish here?
What's going on?
What information are we even trying to get out?
Oh my gosh.
Story points, people. Like, progression of plot.
Come on. Basics.
Not just reiterating the inciting incident. I have notes.
I knew you would. I had to take a look at Chichi Medina's profile. And what's interesting is on her Pornhub page, her like icon, her like profile picture is her like pre-breast augmentation.
Whoa.
Like she's quite flat-chested. She's like very flat-chested. What? Yeah.
And we know that to be pre and not like she had a reduction and she's like, I'm going back to being a small person, a small-titted person.
All of her videos are of her with large breasts. So I'm going to assume.
Fascinating.
I was like, huh.
Is it just a different person?
I mean, it looks like her. It's just like her with like a very, very small chest. So
interesting. Very interesting. Is that like under promise, over deliver? Like you meet me with no tits and then you open the video and you're like, whoa.
I know, I guess.
I truly don't know what could be the explanation for that. I'm really reaching.
I know you are, but I appreciate it.
I'll always reach, you know, see what we find down there.
So what do we think? Are either of these something you will ever jill off to?
Potentially the crash pad one.
Yeah.
I thought like elements of it were really hot.
Agreed.
Like weirdly, my only note is that I like a tighter porn and like I'll rarely like this could live somewhere. Like, sections of this could be the culminating event.
Yeah.
Like, if I want to watch a believable orgasm, this has it. It's just so much video.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it is often how I watch porn, where I curate and I watch, like, a little of this, a little of that. So this could definitely live in the, like, me close to coming, like, clicking over to this and watching somebody's face contort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It did turn me on,
I have
to
say. Yeah, it was
hot. Yeah.
For sure.
And I like anytime someone asks to come. I've said that before, but I love it. I think it's sexy.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I love a Hitachi. I love a wand.
Yeah.
Wand plus dildo.
Yeah. And I love the like, don't stop, don't stop. Like, even with a massive machine like a Hitachi wand, you gotta like stick with it. Like, there's that hump you gotta get over to like really find your way into the heavenly land of orgasm.
And to get the Holy Grail.
To that Holy Grail. You really gotta push.
Oh,
be persistent.
Yeah.
I thought it was lovely. It could definitely work its way into my spread.
I have to say, I definitely knew that that video was nowhere in the past like 5 years because of Siren's haircut.
Yeah. It was a specific time.
I was like, oh. Okay. Interesting.
You still see those haircuts sometimes, but it was like, I was like, oh, remember?
Yeah. That's a choice.
Remember when like lots of lesbians had the haircut as opposed to like some? Yeah. Like, it was like the Rachel of like the 2012 lesbian.
Yeah. It was specific.
I'm just making this whole episode about Friends. Yeah. Friends is sponsored. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Friends, our sponsor for this episode. We can't wait for that big fat paycheck.
Where is it? I am waiting. Well, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.